USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Poway, California, close to San Diego, say a gunman identified as John Ernest opened fire at a synagogue, killing one person and wounding three others. Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein was one of those shot in the attack. He spoke on CNN about his granddaughter being there.
My granddaughter, 4.5 years old, sees her grandpa with a bleeding hand, and she sees me screaming and shouting, "Get out, get out!" She didn't deserve to see her grandfather like this.
The gunman is identified as 19-year-old John Ernest. Worshippers say he stormed in screaming anti-Semitic slurs and started firing.
He was just focused to kill. You see, you saw the hate and you saw the murder in his eyes.
Daniel Meng was inside the temple celebrating the last day of Passover. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
At the movies this weekend, one picture outshined them all.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
Avengers Endgame demolished box office records with a stunning $350 million in North America and $1.2 billion worldwide. Disney Marvel's fourth and final Avengers superhero movie has captivated moviegoers, accounting for more than 4 out of every 5 tickets sold domestically. Other movies in the lineup, Captain Marvel, The Curse of La Llorona, Breakthrough, and Shazam, all made under $10 million. The movie grossed nearly $100 million higher than the previous record set by Avengers Infinity War. At last count, Avengers Endgame has broken 144 box office records. The film is also being shown at more theaters than ever before, despite it being a 3-hour movie. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The governors of Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri, and the lieutenant governor of Kansas continue to push for regional solutions to river management. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent in Omaha.
After meeting Friday for a second time with FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers to assess flood damage, the force said they never want to see this kind of destruction again, and they're asking for more control. Governor Pete Ricketts of Nebraska says it's not going to be acceptable to continue experiencing these flooding episodes.
One of the ways we thought about this really is in three phases, kind of short term, which is plugging the holes in the levees right now. Medium term, what are some of the intermediate steps that we can take together, working as states with the Corps? And then long term, what do we do to change the way the river is being managed going forward?
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says there are 4 major levee breaks that still have inflow of water, and that's where they're going to start.
So right now the Corps has existing funding to address the 4 major breaches that we talked about, but they do not have the funding to start the recovery and repair process. And so it's critical that Congress act and get the appropriation so that we can start the recovery process. All along the system, our farmers, our businesses, our communities are extremely vulnerable because this is a system that has been compromised up and down.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson says they're all on the same page trying to focus on the future of their states. Reporting from Omaha for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.